you everyone for listening to Buzzard View Manor. We have a very special guest this evening. I would like to welcome Jake Perry. He's out of West Texas. He's working on his first feature film, and the title of that film is called Tapeworm Z. Hey, Jake, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Very well. Hey, thank you for calling in and chatting with us and just sharing this project that you're working on.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so I do believe that you've had some experience with short films in the past, that's how you started, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about how you started and how we arrived at your first feature film?
Well, that's a long story, actually. I was a musician for 25 years. And then I was always the guy that would say something and be like, oh, we should make that into a movie. And never did it. Didn't know how or what to do or how to even get started. And then after my wrists and elbows went out, I was in a bad place mentally. And I remember saying to my friends one day at work, we should make that into a movie. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do it this time. Still had no clue. So I went on Craigslist, bought a $100 camcorder, Sony camcorder, and that was on a Tuesday. Come Saturday, we were already filming our first short called Serial Killer Alien Werewolves, which basically takes all the worst concepts of B-movies and puts them all into one movie. So it's actually, people love it.
Well, because films like that are fun. And you know what I feel like we're experiencing the early 90s again, where people just created and we're not going to film and play by your rules. We're going to do what we like because we're passionate about it.
Exactly. And that's what we do. I mean, even in this big feature film, we're still sticking to the formula that works for us, which is just pure ridiculousness.
You know, I once heard some of these people up in Hollywood being interviewed saying, well, independent film is dead. And my message to them is, you're dead wrong, because independent film, indie film, is the way of the future.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's so easy now. Everybody's carrying a camera in their pocket. I mean, I don't use cell phones for video, obviously, but I would at this point. If I didn't have anything, why not? And my experience with all the short films, we've made a dozen short films under 10 minutes and then two that were 25 minutes. You just have to do it. It really hit home for me because I was reading a deal about Ridley Scott, and that man didn't make his first feature film until he was in his 40s. That blew me away. But then he literally said anybody can make a movie. Just go out, grab a couple friends, and do it. Stop thinking about it and just do it. And that literally changed my life.
And I think what's so important about that message is that it shows you that you can do and pursue anything that you want as long as you're passionate about it, no matter how old you are.
Yeah, now I'm not going to say jump into filmmaking to become a millionaire, because that's a secret formula, I'm assuming, because I've never found that anywhere.
You know, and I agree with you. You know, I feel that with the independent, on the indie side of it, you pour more of your own funds into it and you don't really see anything, you know, you don't get really anything in return for it. It's just about creating, being passionate, and doing something that you love.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In fact, Tapeworm 2, the original short that is the foundation, the inspiration for Tapeworm Z, that actually has global distribution. I'm still way in the hole on that one, and it's just a 25-minute short.
Wow. Yeah. Well, at least it got, you know, put out there. There's a lot of shorts that can't even say that.
Yeah, it's really cool. Both of our 25-minute shorts have distribution, and they're very different. Like Tapeworm 2 is a kind of sci-fi horror, but we really lean toward the 80s kind of style with over-the-top gore and just cheesy effects, and we do dumb stuff to make people laugh in the middle of it all, because we don't, I mean, movies are supposed to be entertaining.
Exactly.
I'm not going to change the world with a short film. Sorry, it's not going to happen. A lot of people try to do that. Kudos to them, but I like horror and comedy, and mixing the two works for me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, films, do you remember like Jack Frost?
Yeah.
Exactly. It, you know, film's supposed to be for entertaining, helping you escape the realities of the real horrors in the world. So that's why I feel that's why film is so important. It's supposed to help us escape reality.
It's great. one of the case in point, there's a movie on YouTube. It's called Scare Package. It's an anthology. And the first film in that one had me rolling. This guy comes out and he's like transforming basically into a werewolf or whatever. But he like starts to do this melting thing. And then when they put these handcuffs on him, it stops his transformation. So they stop him halfway through and he's like this weird puddle of goo. And it just has me rolling watching this whole thing. And I'm like, that's what movie making is.
Exactly. Right, I totally agree with you. Okay, so Tapeworm Z, it's more of a sci-fi horror comedy. Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so tell our listeners a little bit about this film, what to expect.
On this one, you can expect, if you're a fan of Slash and Show production, you can expect lots of over-the-top bloody gore. Now, it's not high-dollar gore as we do it all ourselves, but it's people can overlook that stuff when it comes to lower budget. It's a lot of fun. We've got more deaths than probably any movie you've ever seen in this one. but it's basically if you were to mix Critters or Slither and Alien, that's about what you get. And you take all the money from those movies and throw it away. Then you're good.
See, that sounds like fun to me. And so tell us about the talent that's in your film. We see that there, Billy Pong's a part of it, and he was the director of Circus of the Dead, correct?
Yes, yes. Billy Pong has a bit part in it. He's a good friend of mine, and he's my mentor. I've learned so much from that man. We've got him. We've got Tony Covington, which is Hack from Hack's Horror Show. He has a show in Tennessee on TV. Great, great guy as well. Let's see. We're bringing back a couple of the members, or several members from the original cast of Tapeworm 2, which include Emily Runke and Lori Norris, which were the two leads. And then we have Ocho. And for everybody that has never watched a movie before, it's Michael Ocho Terrena, or Terrena. I always say it wrong.
And that's fine. I mean, I always get names wrong too, you know, so you're in good company with me.
Yeah, so that guy is the nicest guy and a huge talent. He agreed to be a part of this, and it worked out so perfectly because I always, like, I have to work with lower known people, you know, people basically volunteering to help us make what we're making. And he hit me up, actually, and he was like, man, I'd love to be a part of this. And we just started talking, and he's one of the nicest guys I've ever met. So he fit one of the characters. I mean, it was like I wrote that character for this guy. And you, so this movie's really coming together how it should.
And, you know, you really hit the nail on the head when you said about, you know, lower end, you know, talent and stuff like that. Not that they're not talented, but just they're unknown to most mainstream. Is that I think having a strong film family is so important, especially when you go into creating.
Yeah, absolutely. And we just added a new actress. She's a local talent. Her name's Kennedy Taylor. And she is, obviously she hasn't been in movies, but she's a huge theater actor at the college here. And she is outstanding and brought life to a character that I didn't think I'd find anybody for.
That sounds great. Let me ask you a question. So if someone had to ask you, who is your favorite director, what would you say?
Oh, man. Honestly, it's you're going to laugh. It's Edgar Wright.
Okay. Well, no, there's nothing funny about that. So can you tell us why?
The guy is a visionary. I mean, if you watch anything he does, you know it's him, whether it be Scott Pilgrim or Shaun of the Dead. But my favorite movie of all time is Baby Driver. If you've never seen that movie, you need to go watch it. But the man does the longest one shot. It just doesn't even make sense how you could possibly do that one shot and then the way he transitions to past time with the quick little clips, it's wonderful. And I actually did a short film called The Killer Sandwich where I actually paid homage to him and did a passing the time just like he does. And it was hard, but it turns out really great. The guy is just brilliant. I mean, I don't fangirl when I meet famous people, but I think I might actually have a meltdown if I met that guy.
I don't blame you. Okay, so what is one of your favorite horror films?
Oh, horror films are so hard for me to pick a favorite. If I had to, it would probably be Evil Dead 2.
Okay.
Sam Raimi and Bruce Campbell, just an amazing combination. But that movie did change a lot of things for me mentally, as far as my perception of what a fun horror movie would be like. It's going to be that or the Romero series, Dawn of the Dead. That was the first thing I ever saw with real gore in it, and it blew my mind. I still remember that to this day.
And you're also a sci-fi lover.
Yeah, it's Alien. That movie Interstellar was actually really, really good too. I mean, I'm just such a like when it comes to creature features and ridiculous stuff like Leprechaun. I love those stupid movies.
Oh my gosh.
And
And what about Rumpelstiltskin?
oh yes, yes. Yeah, see, that's my stuff. Like, over the top. Yeah, I'm okay with, trolls that turn you into plant things. It doesn't bother me. Just do it well, and I'm good. You don't have to have $10 million to make your movie. I'm good.
Yeah, it's to me it's about having fun, because I've been on some sets that feels like it's more of a process than it is creating. And I feel that when you're on a set and it's fun and you know you're creating something fun, that's where the magic happens.
It's definitely a different experience when you're on set creating something that, from our first short to coming up to the bigger ones, like Limited Horizons, which was our comedy. It's kind of in the vein of Clerks meets Empire Records. And Billy actually does a cameo in that one too. It was apparently the first acting Billy had ever done on camera, and didn't even know that until after it was over.
Oh wow. Looking forward to that. Yeah.
Oh, but I was such an amateur. I didn't even show his face. I shot him from behind. Like it was awful. He'll never let me live that
So some of your shorts are available on YouTube, correct?
Actually, we took them down because we have a fundraiser DVD for Tapeworm Z. It's called The Random Box of Fuckery.
Nice.
Yeah, it's literally all of it's got a dozen short films plus a secret hidden of Tapeworm 2 on the DVD.
Okay, where can our listeners find that?
They can go on our GoFundMe with the link and donate to get that as a perk, or they can go to our website at www.slashandchill.com.
Okay, so with the GoFundMe, would we look under what title would we look under the GoFundMe?
Tapeworm Z.
Tapeworm Z. Awesome. Okay. What
Yeah, and I
else?
can send you a link to it as
Yes,
well.
please. We'll share most definitely online and see how many people we can get on board to contribute to something that sounds amazing and fun.
Yeah, it's that DVD is also hosted by Hack from Hack's Horror Show,
Oh,
and
wow.
he volunteered to do it to help us out, and he's actually doing a cameo in Tapeworm Z. So it's really, really cool, the people that are coming together to help us get this movie made.
And that to me says a lot.
It's overwhelming. It really is.
So let me ask you this question. And I don't know if you have this experience or if you've had a history of like employment doing this, but I've noticed that there's some people in some of these really like indie films that have had a background at working at haunted houses.
Yeah, that would be a lot of people, and especially Billy. Billy owns a haunted house out here. Now, I never worked for him. My son does. He's 18 now, but for the last, what, 2, 3 years, he's gone out there and scared people. But we're very fortunate in the fact that Billy has the haunted house and this wide open space. He actually lets us go out there and film. And a lot of Tapeworm 2 was filmed out there, and a couple scenes of Tapeworm Z are actually going to be filmed out there. It's like in Tapeworm Z, you don't have to watch Tapeworm 2 for Tapeworm Z to do anything, because they're very different movies. But the fans of Tapeworm 2 are going to really appreciate the plugs that I put in Tapeworm Z. I throw nods to Tapeworm 2 so that we didn't forget about it. But and the locations, like shooting out at Billy's place, it's DEF CON, and that kind of stuff, I feel like will mean something to the hardcore fans, all four of them.
Wow, indeed, yeah. I think I think that when Billy gets his haunted house up and going, I think I'm gonna go visit.
No, he's had it for 20 years.
Yeah.
It's an experience. I love to follow my kids through there and watch them freak out. Oh, also, my assistant director, Miguel Garza, guy that helps me with everything. And if you watch Slash and Chill, you'll know him because he doesn't mind being on camera. But he's been working out there for years and years and years. He's one of the chainsaw guys.
Oh, wow. How fun is
Yeah.
that?
Yeah, he's creepy, man. But the nicest guy you'll ever meet, I swear.
So, is there anything that you want to leave us with? Words of inspiration towards people who want to do film?
It's just like when you read our credits on any of my movies, the last tagline that I live by is "Onward we go alone, upward we go together." Just remember, you can't do this on all by yourself. You need people, and you need the right people. If you find the right people, it becomes a great experience. And without them, it's just a struggle.
I think that those are some wise words, and I think there's a lot of truth to that. And I have to agree with you 100%. All right, well, thank you everyone for tuning in and listening, and we hope that you visit us again next episode.